All right, folks, welcome back to the latest Mountain West Wire football podcast edition. Jeremy Moss here hanging out with Matt Kennerly. Off-season's here, but we don't give up. We're always around. So, football, right? Every week.
We're all in this together.
Which will be our theme. We're all in this together. MWWire.com, football. Our Josh Allen page is going strong. Thank you for stopping by and looking at that. Tonight, we're going to announce we have an Instagram page where we have 7 followers. Thank you very much. Matt, have you followed our page yet?
I'm pretty sure I have. He says as he picks up his phone to make sure.
As he says no. It's okay. That's fine. I haven't followed it either on my own account.
That shows just how important it is.
Exactly. Hey, I've made 2 photos without any promotion. One has 8 likes and a comment.
Not bad.
Which will be our topic tonight. Who's number one? Because tonight we're doing 2 topics. Senior Bowl stuff and then our stupid early upset extravaganza 2018 picks and predictions.
Sounds good to me.
So if you want to hold on to these as the truth until August, sure, why not?
Yeah, but then you're just gonna you'll hold it against us, which, you know.
Hey, have you seen our messages on Facebook? People hold a lot of things against us.
That is very true.
But no, it's for fun. It's really early. We've already done some of these. We did a staff poll. I filled out or made my own top 25. Looked around at all the other places that did top 25 stuff for next year. But it's off season. We want to talk football. We will bring in some nonsense as always. But tonight, I think with the Senior Bowl stuff, we got plenty to talk about. I think there's very little room for nonsense tonight. But if you want to follow us on Instagram, I will make some more photos and do a few things. Hopefully you like it. It's just Mountain West Wire on Instagram. So see what's there. Might be some goofy stuff. Who knows?
You never know.
You never know. All right. So should we do a Senior Bowl? Is that place to start, I believe?
Let's do it.
So Josh Allen. You either love him or hate him. That's what I'm getting out of the Senior Bowl.
That does seem to be the overall message.
We're also not, you and me aren't really on the same page because you more like him than I do not like him. Is that still correct?
Yes and no. I mean, I know that we kind of diverged on our opinions throughout the year, but what we talked about in our last podcast, he didn't take the step forward that I thought he would. And so, in what I've seen of the Senior Bowl practices so far, I'm not sure that, the product justifies the high first round hype. Is he a project quarterback? Probably. Cause I don't think there's any doubting he has the raw tools, but someone is probably going to draft him to be the savior of a franchise. And at least right now, I don't know if he's been productive enough to really justify that kind of hype.
Yeah, it's weird because we've watched him a lot, and like I did a podcast. I definitely go listen to it. I'm gonna try to get a lot of guys who are down in Mobile over the next couple of weeks, and it won't be all Josh Allen. We'll talk about because Michael Gallup, Pro Football Focus, has him as a first round pick. Rashard Penny's getting compared to, you told me, Kareem Hunt. So there's a lot of guys who are getting hype out there, and we won't just be focused on Allen, but he's a first round pick. It's like we did when Derek Carr was in the league. We did mock drafts every week. We did all sorts of stuff to capitalize and for people to come to us because we've seen him the most. I feel a little bit vindicated first off, the interview. It's Ryan McChrystal from Bleacher Report. He's covered the draft like a decade. And what? Also, real quick, Wyoming beat writers, cool your jets, guys. Relax. You don't need to be nitpicking over everybody because you'd have to have too much time on your hand or not enough time on the day, I should say, to Twitter to be pissy against people. But here's the thing. I chatted with him. He did a tweet. It's on our website. It's also the prior podcast, about 30 minutes. He did about 80 or so tweets on essentially a million throws, it seemed like, going through each one. So he's not like cherry picking when he threw at people's feet or threw over his head or interceptions. He shows good plays and bad plays. But at the Senior Bowl, this tweet, I think it's from earlier in the day. I did an article on Monday about it. But first off, go listen to that because I think he did a good job breaking it down a little bit about where Allen's good or not good. But one thing I saw, Mike Mayock apparently loves Josh Allen, which is fine. Mike Mayock, good guy, NFL Network. I saw a tweet today for the Thursday practices, as when we're recording. Mike Mayock goes something like, praises Allen for a great pass on the tweet. And then Charles Davis, he he does NFL, calls NFL games, college stuff, we're used to. He like, the snarky comment after the quote was, well, this time at least he got to the receiver. And so he's not accurate, and I think it's clear. And then also, the article might be up by the time you hear this, but there's a video of Baker Mayfield throwing against nobody, like a three-step drop or something, throwing through like one of those nets with the hole, so it goes through the net, catches it. Mayfield, perfect. Josh Allen sails it over the thing like by 8 yards, and he's like 15 yards away from the thing. So it's like, that's like the definitive video of Josh Allen where nobody's guarding him, he's not running in circles, there's nobody in his face, throwing against basically air, and he misses the target by like 10 feet.
The flip side of that, though, to be, because I'm trying to be fair to Allen, because I've seen the video, and I'm sure you probably have too. And if you want to follow along while you're listening, you can pause it and you can search on Twitter for, you know, either at Josh Norris or at Alex_Kozora. It's Kozora. Because what stood out to me is, you know, what you can see when, you know, all of the tools come together, you know, in what you would call like the highest percentile, you know, kind of throw. Because it's a red zone situation where he, oddly enough, he hooks up with Boise State's Cedric Wilson for a touchdown in the back of the end zone. And in the process, what he does is, you know, he leads the linebacker, you know, to his left, to the linebacker's right, and then manages to throw to a very tight window, you know, ahead of the coverage, you know, ahead of the safety kind of who was playing in the middle of the field, and really threading what is ultimately a very tight window that I'm not sure a lot of quarterbacks would be able to thread. So, yeah, on the one hand, you see, you know, the instances where, you know, some people are like, you know, he overthrows the receiver by 5 yards, but then they end up spending his, you know, 20 or 30 seconds praising his arm strength as a result. So, you know, you have that on the one hand, and then you have these kinds of throws where that arm strength really comes together the way that a lot of NFL teams hope that it will. So, you know, honestly, I don't know if 1 week of practice is really going to change anybody's hearts and minds one way or the other, because you've seen a little bit of both.
Yeah, and, like, I'm not trying to bash him, but it's like, this is something I've said for a while. Like, I even, like, we're going to do our preview this year. I said last year at this time that Nick Stevens would probably be the best quarterback at the conference. I don't think I was far off in saying that. The way it turned out, ended up being Marcus McMarion, which we had no clue he'd be on the roster in the Mountain West at all, coming from Oregon State. But I said, look at Nick Stevens and Josh Allen would not be the top quarterback. I went on interviews around here and where I'm at, Salt Lake. We're talking college football, or other places across the country. It's Josh Allen. Wyoming's going to win the conference. They have Josh Allen. I'm like, well, no, hold back, because not this kind of a. We'll get to all this other stuff later. But my point is, from what I saw last year, I'm still in shock that he's still considered like number one top first round pick. He, like you said, he can make these great throws, but he makes more poor throws than good throws. And there's a thing today from, was it some firm or something doing speed testing down there? It's what, Zebra something? I don't have, yeah, Zebra Technology. He apparently had the fastest throw of anybody ever, 66 miles an hour.
That's impressive.
I'm going to make a video of something. I'm going to figure something out. Like, here's how fast 66 miles an hour is. Like, I'll find some car videos or car chases or something. I don't know. Who knows? I'll make something to compare it. But here's the thing. When he throw that fast, and he has, like, not a lot of touch. And I hear people on Twitter, particularly Wyoming fans, who are sensitive if you say anything bad, because when's the last time they had a guy anywhere in this stratosphere to be picked this high? I can't even recall. Like, Chase Roulette was picked pretty high last year. Gentry got picked, Brian Hill. But the guy's like, well, he's not throwing these little West Coast offense screen passes. I'm like, and they're saying that's why his completion percentage is not as high, which is fair. If you're throwing a swing pass or a screen or a wide receiver, you know what I mean, something short, better. He throws downfield more, which is understandable. But when you have no touch, like when I covered BYU for a while, Taysom Hill, he's with the Saints doing all sorts of crazy things to get on the field. I've always said he had literally no touch. They would not throw a screen pass to save their life for BYU to Jamal Williams. He's a really good running back with the Packers now. He just rockets at you. Guys would bounce off their chest because it's just too fast. It's hard to, even if it's a perfect throw, if it's chucked at you that fast, it bounces off your chest or in your hands, it's hard to catch. So maybe that's why there's some drops, but you got to have some touch to do it. Like, you need to, I guess it is hard to learn touch. Part of it is he has a big hand size, which quarterbacks love or quarterback coaches love. You hold it so tight, you just seem to just force it. You need to kind of relax because, example, I'll give here, not that many people can relate too much. Like, I played water polo forever. If you squeeze the ball and throw it, yes, it can go very hard, but it's not very accurate. If you just hold and squeeze, not like a baseball pitch where you hold it tight and throw. When I did that, I would hold it like with your thumb and finger. You just kind of rest there, and then you can flip your wrist, if that makes sense. Because if you grip it, it doesn't go as accurate. You don't get to spin with it, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm wondering if he's just holding it so tight, I could obviously throw it as harder than I could by doing that way. But it was never as accurate. It was just wildly. It was just wasn't as good as it could be for me using my finger and thumb and just resting in my middle three fingers to throw. I use other parts of my body, rotation stuff, which quarterbacks use similar throw, to get a good hard pass, or for my case, a shot. When you're doing that, it's the same motion. You have your shoulders pointed to where you're going to throw. You just don't grip it. So maybe he's doing that. But touch is a big deal. If you're going to chuck at 60 miles an hour, it's hard. And plus, in the NFL, guys aren't open. Receivers are very open. You're throwing to a particular spot in the field. So it's all timing. If he can't get it, like I've seen a couple of videos. I know it's only a few I've seen, but versus Boise State, a timing route, guy's open, throws at his feet. He can make those, but then he can't. It's just that to be a top pick, I've said it a million times, you got to be accurate. If you're not accurate at the college level and guys can get open and you had NFL talent, when are you ever going to be accurate when cornerbacks or DBs or there's no room? You throw it and not hope your guy gets to it, but you got to throw it to a window that's tighter than you've ever seen on probably 85% of your throws. Agree. And so, but like, let me go through some tweets. I'll let you hop in here in a moment, but I did an article, just very basic. Here's what everybody's saying on Josh Allen. This is only after day one, and I stopped because there was a million comments. Like, Mike Mayock seems to be the highest. Is Josh Allen the next CJ Wentz? Or Carson Wentz, sorry, I'm looking at Twitter there. Maybe. And then it's Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, what do they need to work on? And then here's one that's really good. It's from NDT Scouting. If you don't check them out, they're a really good place to go find stuff. And so I'll just read this whole thing and then, well, no, it's too long. I'll read the second half of it. The newest episode of what must be season 5 of Josh Allen nonsense is a lot of wide receivers are dropping his passes because they're not used to his velocity. He's like, okay, one, I'm blah, blah, blah. And this guy's live onside at Mobile. And it's not like there's smoke come off the pigskin when he slings it. He can really throw it fast, yes, but it's also not so otherworldly that we have to talk about his velocity every second of every day. Two, I don't know about you, but I don't want a one-speed pitcher as my quarterback. Throwing with touch is necessary, and Allen needs to learn how to work on his touch in situations with high velocity throws are just disadvantages. Is that a disadvantages? Word? No, not dis. It's not disadvantages. It's us, like advantageous. Oh. OUS. I'm like, wait, am I reading that? Not disadvantages. It's EOUS. So I was like, wait, disadvantageous? Is that a word?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
You get my point. Basically, it's not ideal. That's what he's getting at. Those throws are not ideal. And so, in third, he's like, who cares about drops? Nobody's keeping stats, which are for losers, he puts in parentheses. But it's true. He needs more consistency. That's the thing. You told me he makes great throws. I want him to do it more often. If you're going to be the number one quarterback in the NFL draft, you got to make throws, man. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add about Josh Allen, or should people just go to Twitter and search Josh Allen?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I feel like between last week's podcast and this week's podcast, it almost feels like we're starting to beat a dead horse, and we still have another 3 months to go until the actual draft.
True. Go ahead.
And I was going to say, to me, what's really interesting about the Senior Bowl is that it seems like just about everybody from the Mountain West is getting really... at least, the reviews seem to be on the aggregate more positive than negative with just about everybody who's representing the Mountain West in the Senior Bowl. So while Josh Allen is getting a lot of the headlines, what I'm noticing is that, ironically enough, I mentioned that he had that successful, red zone touchdown throw to Cedric Wilson. But, Wilson's a guy who's been getting, a lot of praise for his route running, and, we've talked about Michael Gallup potentially being, working his way into a first round selection at some point. Both of those guys seem to stand out. They both had a lot of highlights where, even if, they weren't always successful, like there was one throw that Gallup had that was, it ended up being underthrown, but it was pretty clear that he had just beaten, you know, the guy he was up against, the cornerback, on a go route. So, you know, while Allen obviously is getting the kind of the lion's share of the conversation by virtue of being a quarterback, being a possible high round draft pick, we basically can't sleep on everybody else, especially these receivers, you know, Wilson and Gallup, who seem to be getting a lot of praise. You know, even if Gallup isn't a consensus first round pick, you know, a lot of people seem to see a lot of things that they like. And, you know, even if Cedric Wilson isn't a day one pick, you know, at this point, it seems like he might be in the conversation to be a fairly, you know, like a fairly reasonable day two pick, like second, third round. And It's not all about just being a deep threat. He's doing a lot of, you know, short to medium routes where he's having a lot of success, which we didn't really see that much of that at Boise State. But it seems like he's proving that maybe he can be a receiver who can do a little bit of everything, which I think if you're a Boise State fan, you got to be delighted with.
For sure. And here's a couple of things real quick from ndtscouty.com. Again, go definitely check them out. I'm going to try to get one of their guys on our podcast down the road for draft stuff. They mentioned just wide receivers to watch. Looking at the wide receivers. This is heading into the Senior Bowl. Talking about Michael Gallup. This is the most intriguing receiver he has at Mobile to look at. His tape gets a, and here's the thing, too, with these guys. They don't, like, they CSU played Alabama. The teams that play, like Fresno played Alabama, Washington, Fresno guys are here, but Boise State played Washington State, Virginia. They played good teams. So this first comparison is about his Alabama tape was a mix of concerning struggles and some really promising players too. But remember, Alabama had one of the best secondaries in the country. Mm-hmm. He loves his body control, which is very – we've seen that all year, trying to just stay in bounds, get those sideline plays he makes, catching those passes that are tight throws where there's not much room to go. He's a big receiver. He competes. We always see him jump up for those jump balls to catch it. Hand strength is great. Does need to work on, like, just again going back to Alabama, getting off press coverage, which he'll see a lot in NFL, and guys he'll be going up against will be as good as Alabama in NFL. Better, obviously, but minimum at that area. So he needs to work on separation. His long speed will be in question because he's not fast, but he finds ways to get open downfield. We've seen a couple of times. So part of it is their big concern is route tree running technique. Because if you play in the Mountain West, unless you're going to get, like, there's a lot of good DBs in the Mountain West, like Jalen Davis, Utah State, who was one of the few that could slow him down. Again, you got to have better technique when you're going up against a better talent. And then, really quick, they mentioned Wilson, which you gave some good stuff about. Part of it being a big receiver, long receiver, he gets off the line of scrimmage really good, quick feet, good route running because he can kind of manipulate where he's going for, I guess, like the hip shakes or hip fakes, I should say, or shoulder stunts, doing that type of stuff. Thing I guess is true speedster, I guess, what they're worried about. I don't know, a struggle to adjust and make grabs that were not accurate throws within his chest, like the frame. So, which I think anybody can struggle with that. If I get a pass to me in the chest, great, or within my neck to torso, but if it's, I have to reach out and stretch, anybody's gonna struggle with that. So, I don't know if they're nitpicking, but there's good stuff. Like, even one thing we've never heard of, like running backs, like. I think part of it is you can't, it's hard to judge running backs at this place, but at the Senior Bowl, but like there's been nothing about Rashad Penny at all.
Well, the thing about Rashad Penny is, like, you know, people can see his promise, but at least as far as the highlights are concerned, one of the things that stood out to me was the fact that he got blasted by, I believe it was an Auburn linebacker in the backfield, you know, I don't know if it was a busted play or not, or whether the linebacker just didn't, I think that was like a blown block of some kind, because I'm watching this as I'm speaking. But Penny kind of got lit up. And I've seen other things, like Rob Rang, for instance, mentioned that he mishandled at least two returns, which is kind of surprising, and has struggled a little bit as a pass catcher, which is another one of those things that's surprising to me, considering that, you know, he was a really valuable weapon for the Aztecs for most of the last couple of years. It's just, you know, being able to catch a swing pass and turn it into something. But I don't want to overreact to, you know, kind of a, like, 1 or 2 days worth of, you know, lackluster, I don't know if I want to call them bad practices per se, because there's still, you know, what we're going to see in the game from him. And if he goes out and has, you know, a fine Senior Bowl game, I don't think anybody's going to remember this stuff. And, you know, he did clock in running about, you know, 18.5 miles per hour among running backs, which, it seems to me that a lot of the top runners were very close together as far as their mileage. You know, it looks like Jalen Samuels, for instance, according to the Senior Bowl Twitter account, at least among the guys that are listed, he was at 19.5. And Penny, you know, was fourth or fifth on that list, but there's basically separated by about 1 mile an hour. So it's not like there's any concerns about his acceleration or anything like that. So, you know, maybe that's something to keep an eye on if you're watching the game, you know, whether it's as an NFL fan wondering whether Penny's going to be a good fit for your team or anything like that. But conversely, what's also interesting is that it seems like at least one team I've read about is looking at both Penny and Nick Bawden as maybe a potential package deal somewhere down the line. And because I had read something about how the Detroit Lions, for instance, had interviewed both of them, I think it was 2 days ago. We're recording on Thursday. And, you know, as something maybe their new head coach, Matt Patricia, might be interested in is more of a power running game with two guys who know how to work together and have done so for at least a couple of years. So, you know, obviously we'll wait and see what happens in the game. But, you know, at least as far as the skill position players are concerned, it seems like there's more positive than negative. And even, you know, elsewhere, you know, you've got someone like Austin Corbett, who got a shout out from, you know, Jay Norvell, because he's been moving up a lot of, you know, big boards for his performance at the Senior Bowl. You know, I mean, let's not forget, you know, even though the Wolfpack didn't really, you know, have the win and loss kind of season that they would have liked, that they do have a pretty nice recent history of putting solid, if not spectacular, offensive linemen into the NFL. So if Corbett ends up being the next Joel Bitonio, I don't think, you know, a lot of Nevada fans are going to complain about that. And, you know, on defense, Trayvon Henderson seems to be getting a lot of praise, which,
I see the bit
which
too.
You know, I would not have expected, because we knew that he was solid, if not necessarily kind of a game-changing kind of quarter, you know, safety. But, you know, he's out there making plays. Apparently, he had a one-handed interception against a tight end. And, you know, Cameron Kelly's making a lot of waves as a guy who can play both corner and safety. And they're thinking that he might do a lot of the latter at the next level. So it seems like there's a lot of good news on the whole. And I think that if you're a Mountain West fan, that's going to give you a lot to look forward to when you think about the game this Saturday.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Because nobody's doing bad. Like, even with the Josh Allen stuff, there's a lot of positive. It's just a mixed bag, but they're talking about him, which is a big deal. Like, there is the thing one of our guy Jesse put out about the media value of Wyoming football, just because how many times I mentioned him, Josh Allen being on SportsCenter, whatever, maybe mock drafts, Craig Bull, whatever it may be, obviously mostly Allen, but he's getting good praise. It's just part of it is the quarterback's the most high profile position, so you're gonna nitpick everything and anything. He just, again, happens to have a few glaring things, but everybody else, like, there's nobody that's been, like, saying, oh, they're terrible, they shouldn't be there. Like, I'm looking at another thing on NDT Scouting, Benjamin Solak ranks the quarterbacks after all the practices. I guess they have one more day. But Baker Mayfield, Kyle Lauletta from Richmond, then Josh Allen third. And he says Josh Allen had a good week. He's like, no, really, believe me. There's a very real chance Allen came to Mobile and destroyed his stock with a performance like those Oregon, Iowa. So it stuff happens. Like, he had a 70-yard bomb. Like, he can hit that. So he just goes through a positive. Like, it's all good press. Like, everybody's – but the quarterback's the most high profile. Penny, that's, I guess, the more negative of him throwing. But you mentioned some AL.com article before. He's getting compared a bit to Kareem Hunt, which is a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year is kind of a high bar to set. But, I mean, we've seen what he's able to do the last couple of years, which is why I put more stock in that than I would in one or two practices. You know, anybody can have a bad practice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and also, it's not like the running back. There's, what are you going to do to impress at the Senior Bowl, really, for a running back? Catching the ball and pass blocking. That's probably about it. He can return punts and kicks, which will give him an extra leg up in the NFL to take two roster spots, maybe three, because who knows if he'll do punts as well. Or all kick returning duties. I'm sure if you can kick return, you can punt return slightly different, but concept is fairly similar for the most part. So he can take him multiple positions. You've seen what he can do running the ball. He's behind an offensive line that wasn't great because they're so young at San Diego State, but it's, I guess, receiver and quarterback is where he can get going, but the backs, unless he's a little bit smaller guy, so pass blocking's going to be an issue for any rookie running back. Like, even, like, Ezekiel Elliott with the Cowboys, who was amazing 2 years ago and still very good last year, he still has trouble pass blocking a bit. And he's a pretty stout guy from a – and went up against better competition at Ohio State in college. So, there's – that's the only couple things you can be, like, stand out for running back, fullback. I don't know what is – I don't know what Nick Bottom's been doing. Same thing, I guess.
Presumably, you know, just, you know, making headway for whoever's behind him.
And if you're a good fullback, hopefully you can get drafted because there's only, what, half a dozen in the league maybe? Not even one on it. What I say, every I don't think every team has a fullback. They'll just go with a tight end typically if they're going to put like a jumbo package or something together. But I think overall, like you're right, it's a good week. Like there's been very few negatives, and let's look at QB where they look at anything and everything. Did he tie his shoe the right way or something? You know what I mean? Yeah, like don't look at that type of stuff. So I think we've exhausted everything. The game. Should we mention when the game is? If people want to watch it,
we probably should.
It is on NFL Network. It is in Mobile, Alabama. It's on Saturday. It's at, what, 3 p.m. Eastern, I want to say?
I believe so, yes.
Check your listings, I guess. I said that without me even looking it up as we're talking.
Okay, 1:30 Central time, which should be 12:30 Mountain, 11:30 a.m. Pacific.
I was close.
Very,
very close. So if you want some football, this is one of the last few chances to see actual football. That's, sure, go into it, have some fun, but it's on NFL Network. Check it out, and... this draft stuff will not end because after this, you got the combine, you'll have pro days, you'll have individual meetings to work out, and we'll be all over this stuff. I know we're doing mostly Josh Allen because he's the top pick, but we got some CSU pieces coming out, Aztec pieces coming out,